If you look in a Hasidic siddur, any siddur that's been influenced by Kabbalah, you will find this statement, Patach Eliyahu, in one or both of the places. One is, some siddurim will have in front, right at the beginning, a tefillah, kodem hatfilah. Did you ever see that? Tefillah, kodem hatfilah. There is a beautiful tefillah, kodem hatfilah, written by Reb Elimelech of Lizhensk, where he says, Rabbi Nishlam, I'm about to do this impossible thing to pray and talk to you. You know, please help me. You know, clean my heart. Let me not feel any anger toward anybody. Let me feel joy with them and love and so on. And then he talks about what is worthy in prayer and what is unworthy in prayer and pours it all out to God. Usually, where that's printed, it's printed on one column, you know, like on the in tinier letters, because it's a longer thing than this text, and a little bit bigger letters on the other column, with a line dividing in between, as you see in those siduri. It'll say, Patach Eliyahu. And that's taken from the, and so one place where there's a tefillah kodem hatfilah, and the other place where you can find it in the Hasidic Siddur is right before Mincha on Friday evening. Some people say, Hodu L'Adonai Titov, the psalm about the thanksgiving for the people who have crossed the sea, come out of jail, been sick, escaped death. That psalm, 106, describes, 106, 107, I'm not perfectly sure which one of the two, describes the four kinds of people who have to bench Goymel. This is where Goymel benching comes from. Namely, these people have experienced the greatness of God, how God helped them cross the sea, and those who cross the sea in ships and go down to the sea in ships and cross the sea over the strong waters. They have seen the miracle of God, and in the abyss of the waves, his greatness. And there was a storm that arose, and the storm drove them very hard. And then finally they cried out, Vayitzaku el Adonai batzar lahem, and they cried out to God in their oppression. And he calmed the winds, and the seas were calm, and he led them to the place of their desire. When they arrived, they gave thanks to God for his good. Do you understand? So, people who were in prison and released, people who were sick, Yoshvei Choshech Betzal Mavet, Asirei Ani U'Barzel, Tuhim Ru'im Re'ed, Ratzat Elyon Ma'as. It's a very powerful psalm. And after that psalm comes the Patach Eliyahu, which is taken from Tikkuni Zohar, in which the Tikkuni Zohar talks about the 10 Sefirot. That's the first place where in the Zohar these 10, remember the 10 that the Sefer Yetzira talked about, which are not the same 10 as these here. And so when you read, that's the source of the 10 Sefirot, okay? Now instead of saying, so let me tell you, God emanated 10 Sefirot and so on and so forth, it has that secret taught not by any plain human being, but by Prophet Elijah. And if you hear it from Prophet Elijah, then you know, Lo me torahu mipi Eliyahu. You know, you study story, hears it from Eliyahu. It must be true. This is a true transmission. So how does Eliyahu teach about God's 10 Sefirot? It would be a shame if he were to talk about God and God's presence in the third person. Okay? How could you talk about God in the third person if God weren't here? Notice all the philosophy and theology we talk about, we always talk about God in the third person. And that is such a... you know, it creates such a wrong attitude. How could we talk about you in the third person? You're always here, you know? Do you see what a difference it makes when you put it in the second person and the presence is invited? In the third person, the presence is ignored, okay? So here is how beautifully the Tikkun HaZohar has this text.